Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, September 5th, and coming up in today's episode, Maharashtra minister and BJP leader defend Ajit Pawar after video of him seeming to threaten woman officer goes viral. BJP supports K. Kavita and attacks BRS amid the political family drama. Mumbai police issue lookout notice against Shilpa Shetty and Raj Kundra in a 60 crore rupees fraud case. And Russia threatens response if Western forces are deployed to Ukraine and calls them legitimate targets. In a unique mix of supporting a member of the opposition while simultaneously attacking the opposing party, BJP leader N.V. Subhash has criticized the suspension and the following resignation of BRS MLC K. Kavita, calling it a never-ending web series and accusing the Bharatiya Rashtra Samiti or BRS of staging drama to protect former Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao from a CBI probe into the Kaleshwaram project. Speaking to ANI, Mr. Subhash had claimed, quote, "This is a never-ending web series. To save her father from the CBI inquiry in the Kaleshwaram project, Congress and BRS are putting on a show by suspending K. Kavita," unquote. Ms. Kavita, the daughter of KCR, was arrested earlier by the Enforcement Directorate in connection with an alleged money laundering case tied to the Delhi liquor policy scam, the same scam under which former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and several ministers of the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi faced jail time. K. Kavita was also incarcerated. The BJP leader went on to describe the situation as a family feud over property, alleging that Ms. Kavita was disowned by her own family after her arrest. He said, and I'm quoting, "This episode will continue for another 2 to 3 months just to divert public attention. There's serious conflict within the family." Ms. Kavita's suspension came after she made public remarks blaming fellow BRS leader Harish Rao and Santosh Rao, also her cousins, for conspiring against her and her father in the context of Kaleshwaram probe. On 1st of September, she responded to the Telangana government's decision to allow a CBI investigation into the project, stating that any damage to KCR's image is because of Harish Rao and Santosh Rao. Meanwhile, in a separate controversy, N.V. Subhash condemned Congress leaders over the derogatory remarks allegedly made against Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his late mother during the Mahagathbandhan event in Bihar. He demanded an apology from Rahul Gandhi and said, "Mother is mother for everyone. PM Modi's mother was also never involved in politics and lived like an ordinary citizen. What right do they have to talk about her?" Mr. Subhash added that whenever Rahul Gandhi goes abroad, he talks about democracy being in danger. And now they've targeted the Prime Minister's mother, which is completely unacceptable. The NDA had observed a 5-hour Bihar Bandh on Thursday in protest, with demonstrations taking place across Patna. The Bandh was held as a mark of solidarity with Prime Minister Modi to send a strong message to the opposition. The developments come just months ahead of Bihar Assembly election scheduled for either late November or early October. A video showing Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar in an intense phone conversation with an Indian police service officer has gone viral, with the opposition demanding his resignation over the interaction, wherein he seemed to threaten the woman officer. Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Rawat said, and I'm quoting, "You are threatening an IPS officer. Mr. Pawar is heard saying he will not tolerate indiscipline. Then what is this? That too to protect the thieves of his own party. Mr. Pawar, where is your sense of discipline? Illegal excavation of Murram means defrauding the state's treasury, and you are the finance minister, yet you did it. Ajit Pawar has no moral right to remain in the government. You have turned Maharashtra into a state of thieves," unquote. The incident occurred on 31st of August in Solapur district. However, the video has gone viral only now, where subdivisional police officer Anjana Krishna was taking action against the illegal excavation of Murram soil at Kurdu village. The soil was reportedly being removed for road construction without proper authorization. In the 2-minute clip, Mr. Pawar is heard speaking to Officer Krishna via the phone of a nationalist Congress party Ajit Pawar worker present at the site. Quote, "Suno, main Deputy Chief Minister bol raha hoon aur aapko aadesh deta hoon ki wo rukwao. Listen, I'm the Deputy Chief Minister and I'm ordering you to stop. Ms. Krishna, recently posted in Maharashtra and originally from Kerala, appears not to recognize the voice. She calmly asks the caller to contact her directly. Mr. Pawar responds, "Main tere upar action lunga. I will take action against you," and proceeds to ask for her number, suggesting a WhatsApp call to verify his identity. Quote, "Tera number de do ya WhatsApp call karo. Mera chehra to aapko samajh mein aayega na." Basically, give your number or WhatsApp call me. At least you'll recognize my face, if not my voice. The video also shows Mr. Pawar making a video call to Officer Krishna, during which he purportedly instructs her to stop the enforcement activity. Following the viral spread of the footage, senior NCP leader and member of the parliament, Sunil Tatkare, defended Mr. Pawar. He suggested that the deputy chief minister did not intend to halt the action permanently, but may have spoken sharply in an attempt to calm the party workers at the scene. Quote, "Ajit Dada may have chided the IPS officer to placate party workers. He didn't mean to stop the action completely," Mr. Tatkare said. He also insisted that Mr. Pawar did not threaten the officer, saying this is his normal tone and he speaks like this. The officer was simply doing her duty. As of now, no official statement has been issued by Maharashtra government or the police department regarding the incident. Mumbai police have issued a lookout circular against Bollywood actress Shilpa Shetty and her businessman husband Raj Kundra in connection with an alleged multi-crore fraud case. The couple have been accused of defrauding a businessman Deepak Kothari of nearly 60 crore rupees. The case relates to their now-defunct company Best Deal TV Private Limited, which was involved in a business partnership with Mr. Kothari between 2015 and 2023. According to Mr. Kothari's complaint, the money was taken under the promise of business expansion. He claimed the funds were given as a loan with the written assurance that the amount would be repaid with 12% annual interest. He also stated that Shilpa Shetty had personally guaranteed the repayment in writing in April of 2016. However, within a few months of this written guarantee, Ms. Shetty resigned as a director of the company. Mr. Kothari alleged that instead of returning the loan, the couple later classified the money as an investment, citing tax reasons, and used the funds for personal expenses. He also said he was not informed about an insolvency case of Rs 1.28 crore already pending against Best Deal TV. This information, he claims, came to light much later. Mumbai's Economic Offences Wing, or EOW, is now probing the matter. Officials have begun reviewing the couple's travel history and are checking whether a lookout circular is required. Officials earlier in the day started reviewing the couple's travel history and to check whether a lookout circular was required to prevent them from leaving the country during the investigation, which they have done so. Sources within EOW have confirmed. They added that the company's auditor has been summoned for questioning as a part of the inquiry into the financial transactions. Best Deal TV Private Limited was launched as a home shopping television channel with celebrity endorsements but ceased operations after a few years. As of now, no official statement has been issued by either Shilpa Shetty or Raj Kundra regarding the allegations. The two are not new to controversy though. The investigation is ongoing and Mumbai police are expected to take further steps once more details emerge from the questioning of company officials and financial auditors. And this is only adding to the legal troubles of the couple, especially Raj Kundra, who was previously arrested in 2021 in connection with a separate pornography-related case where his media company was reportedly filming and promoting pornographic content on app stores. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that any deployment of Western troops to Ukraine would be seen as a legitimate target by Russia's military, according to reports from news agency AFP and Reuters. The statement came just today after a group of Kyiv allies announced plans to send forces as a part of post-war security arrangement. Speaking at an economic forum in Vladivostok on Friday, President Putin said, and I'm quoting, "If some troops appear here, especially now during the fighting, we proceed from the premise that they will be legitimate targets," unquote. The warning follows Thursday's pledge by more than 20 nations led by France and the United Kingdom to support Ukraine with what they are calling a reassurance force. The plan would involve land, sea, and air patrols to help enforce the The plan would involve land, sea and air patrols to help enforce any potential peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. While no official timeline or troop numbers have been released, Kyiv has insisted that such external security guarantees are essential. Ukrainian officials argue that Western military backing will be needed to prevent any renewed aggression from Moscow in the future. Putin, however, criticized the proposal, saying it would not help bring about lasting peace. He said Ukraine's military ties with the West were among what he called the root causes of the ongoing conflict. Quote, "If decisions are reached that will lead to peace, to long-term peace, then I simply don't see the point in their presence on the territory of Ukraine," Putin said, referencing to the proposed Western force. He added, "Because if deals are reached, let no one doubt that Russia will comply with them in full." Ukraine and its allies have repeatedly expressed concerns about Russia's record on international agreements, pointing to violations that date back to 2014 annexation of Crimea and the support of separatist forces in eastern Ukraine. The war, which began in February of 2022, has resulted in tens of thousands of deaths and displacement of millions. Large areas of eastern and southern Ukraine have been left in ruins. Discussions around peace remain ongoing, but no formal deal has been reached yet. Meanwhile, the fighting continues on multiple fronts, with both sides pushing for advantage ahead of the coming winter months. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.